T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown at 5 o'clock. NFL Network showed us a little bit of love. We'll talk about that in about 20 minutes. Right now, very happy to be joined by our guest. One of my daily routines, NHL Network. They simulcast Hockey Central out of Toronto, which really gets you in the mood for hockey, especially in normal times when we should be in the conference finals right now, getting ready for the Stanley Cup. He's a former NHL GM from Hockey Central, NHL Network, Sportsnet. Gord Stellick joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Gord, we heard a little bit from Jim Rutherford today, and it was a tiny bit of sour grapes with the 7th best point total getting forced into the preliminary round against Montreal. If you were in his shoes, how would you feel about the Penguins' 24-team playoff draw?
Well, I you know, the intangible always is, particularly a best 3 out of 5, and the worry with this being so unusual and kind of starting afresh is the goaltending. And it's Carey Price is the one guy, even though he's not the Carey Price of a few years ago, he has had a pretty solid season. And he has that it factor. Now, he's won Olympic gold medals. He hasn't won a Stanley Cup. But when he's been healthy, he was the unquestioned best goaltender in the NHL. So over 82 games, that's tough for him to do now. He's had some injury woes. But, you know, that's the big concern. Have you drawn the hottest goaltender in the NHL? And, you know, Carey Price is the guy that kind of raises people's eyes and said, maybe not the guy I want to play in the first round.
Gord, if you were weighing it on the scales for the Penguins, having to see Carey Price in the first round, but also likely getting Jake Guentzel back, which one weighs heavier? Which one is more impactful for this first round?
Well, you know, Chris, I think getting Jake Guentzel's back, and I think that's the other factor, is that as you looked to the when the season was going before the sudden pause or thudding stop it came to, was, okay, who's going to be healthy in the playoffs? Like, you know, Vladdy Tarasenko might be healthy, could be healthy for the St. Louis Blues. You might get him back, and on and on and on. And then you find out that actually Seth Jones, another great example. So not only is he healthy for the playoffs like Guentzel is, but these guys also got to use the rehab facilities, the training facilities that actually skate. I mean, the exception was made for players that were genuinely rehabbing from an injury, where a lot of other people, most players, couldn't find a place to skate for starters. So, you know, you not only could get a healthy Jake Guentzel back and other teams get a player back, you could get, you know, a guy come back who's actually more prepared than the rest of his brethren around the NHL.
Man, there are so many variables to this. Gord Stellick, Hockey Central, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Gord, as a former GM, I'm curious, whenever we have somebody who was in personnel management who had to scout players and evaluate players, I'm always more interested in hearing from those people on guys that we watch on a night in and night out basis. Nick Bjugstad is done. He had a surgery, a setback. He's out. And that has just never, it just never worked for him here since that trade with Florida last year. Why do you think that is? When you think Nick Bjugstad, what do you think of him as a player?
Yeah, you know, that's a funny one. It's you're right about that, because it looked like, I mean, the Florida Panthers now, I mean, they're one of those teams that's going to get a second life and will take on the Islanders. And they're one of those teams that the last couple of years you kept thinking were going to turn the corner. And it was because of the core they were putting together. And, you know, certainly you see in a guy like Zucker's been a much better immediate fit coming over trade deadline wise. It's like in Toronto's case, you see a guy like Tyson Barrie that didn't fit in the Toronto scene like he did in Colorado, and part of it was attributed to the coach, Mike Babcock, the coach at the start of the year, not allowing him to play a certain way, a certain style that he played there. So quite often that can be the case, that you get a coach that is sweet on you, then a coach that you're not a coach's favorite. It could be something as simple as that. But the other part is these guys, whoever they are, also get a chance to make it matter when it matters most in the playoffs. So, right, you kind of write off regular seasons that hadn't gone so well. So that's the opportunity I was going to get. But you're right, he's a guy I did like with the Florida Panthers, and it hasn't worked out. And sometimes you'll see that there's a blip and they go somewhere else and they pick it up again.
Gord, one other guy in that vein who's also not going to return for the Penguins this year that I wanted to ask you about, mainly because there's an enormous gulf, it seems, in terms of what this player's teammates think of him as a player versus what Penguins fans think, is Dominic Simone. So what's your read from afar on him?
The good depth kind of player that way. I mean, it's funny, the Penguins, I always find the brilliance of Jenny Malkin. I think he would be the perfect guy to do your performance reviews at the end of the year, you know, when you got to go see someone from HR, because he's like so blunt after a couple sentences, right? So the Penguins have been, you know, and that's why when Jimmy Rutherford talks about it, you know, you don't like drawing Montreal in the first round and playing that kind of series. Well, you're probably a team that could have been in the top four, but you just weren't. There's just been a lot of inconsistencies along the way. And I know some of the times it came when the team was actually healthy. They played sometimes better a little bit when they had some injuries.
Yeah.
So that's the other. I mean, Simone's a perfect guy when you talk about that, about whether it's being a bit of an enigma or not. I remember someone at the start of the year said, boy, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're a team I wouldn't want to play in the playoffs if they get in the playoffs. You know, it was just there's just been that kind of strange kind of year. And I know Jim Rutherford is, I don't say express his frustration, but no, he's just a guy that goes out and does things and tries to make some moves. And he doesn't just try to tinker. He tries to address problems.
Gord Stellick, former NHL GM, Hockey Central, NHL Network, Sportsnet, our guest. Give us a little bit of Jim Rutherford, what you know of him behind the scenes. We always marvel at some of these moves he's able to pull off, Gord, where he takes a bad contract and he flips him on a team and he comes out of it smelling like roses.
You know, you go back to his roots, where basically he was making hardly any money as a part-time goaltending consultant in the CompuWare program way back when with the Karmanis family. You know, and then, of course, well-versed, ran an excellent junior program. You know, kind of maybe say like a junior hockey version of Lou Lamoriello running an excellent NCAA program at Providence. So he came out of that, and then when he came to the NHL, it's not like success happened right away. I mean, there was a lot of it putting, you know, a team in Hartford that you're trying to survive ultimately doesn't survive. Then there's a new opportunity in Carolina that you go to. And you know, they had a lot of years where they didn't make the playoffs and that. But he also won a Stanley Cup there about, again, this sense about adding certain pieces and adding a lot of guys like we did on, our Sirius XM hockey show. We look back at champions forever and we talk about certain Stanley Cup runs and what the Carolina Hurricanes did, you know, that particular year. And some of the, so, you know, it wasn't like a lot of star players jumped out, like a Franisek Haberle was a huge player on that team in that particular season. But I found now in Pittsburgh, he's never been afraid to be aggressive, to make some moves and make some changes. But you look at the kind of star power that he's had in Pittsburgh. And so there's different moves he can make to try to get players, you know, around those star players. And I also think you look at the Marc-Andre Fleury situation, that ended up being a great move for the Vegas Golden Knights, but it was the right move to do with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And it's a team with all these great players, but they don't have the significant cap complications that, say, a Toronto Maple Leafs has with a team that hasn't had the playoff success or any of the Stanley Cups like the Penguins have of late.
Gord, I wanted to go back to that 2014 playoff because this is a question I haven't asked of anybody, so I'll pose it to you. What do you think it would do for the league, good, bad, otherwise, if one of these eight teams that otherwise would not be in the postseason if it were a traditional year, let's say like the Blackhawks or the Canadiens, just got red hot at the right time and went all the way and won this thing? How do you think that would reflect on the NHL?
See, a lot of people always think there's going to be an asterisk or something behind, but I don't see that at all. I don't, like, when the NBA had a half-season lockout, you don't really beat up the team that won it that year. Same with the National Hockey League. That's happened twice. You think of, you know, baseball, the split season back in, what, 1980 or 81. So I think in a lot of ways this is going to be a more difficult Stanley Cup to win than normal. I do know the league, and in a big way because the big TV networks, and I know Gary Bettman especially was looking to craft a much more lucrative American TV deal. They like that the add-ons include Chicago, the New York Rangers, and Montreal. I mean, that certainly has made it a lot more, you know, a lot more advantageous for the NHL to have considered that and implemented because the networks love it. So I think it'll be great whoever wins the Stanley Cup. I don't think it'll be an unfair thing. These are unusual times. These are, as we know, very unusual times. And us in our jobs, people working from home and that are trying ways to adapt and do things differently. So there's a different kind of, not so much a set of rules, but just a different set of terms and conditions out there and more power to whoever's able to take advantage of it.
Gordon, it seems fait accompli that this is going to be Matt Murray's last go-around these playoffs here in Pittsburgh. What do you think the market will be for him when we do get to an offseason, whenever that is? And do you think a team where you are, like Toronto, would be interested in him?
Interesting. I mean, Toronto's situation, they got Jack Campbell just at the trade deadline, as Matt Murray isn't looking to go somewhere as a backup, I don't think. But just, you know, they kind of got him and they have Freddie Anderson. But Matt Murray would be an interesting component, a goaltender that's won. I know it hasn't been his best year this year. The Tristan Jarry's kind of supplanted him. But, you know, really, this summer, Matt and Chris, like, you're, like, Taylor Hall, Alex Pietrangelo. I know we're talking about UFAs compared to guys you're looking at maybe to trade or RFAs. But, wow, the market, wait till we find out the financial implication of anything.
Right.
What teams can do. And all of a sudden, teams that were looking that they were okay cap-wise, they were actually were anticipating a significant bump this year, things are really going rosy, that all of a sudden you're in big-time trouble. So I don't even know what the market is, but there's always a market for teams. If you don't have a goaltender, you're screwed. If you don't have a goaltender, you have to go and try and get a goaltender. And you may be rolling the dice to a degree, given the way he's played this past year, but you got to go try something. So there will be some teams out there.
Gord, in terms of goaltenders, just generally, I know you say you have to have one, and I agree, but to what degree is it worth paying a goalie huge money anymore in the NHL? Like, I look at it as almost akin to having to pay a quarterback.
Well, look at Carey Price, Chris.
No, I know. He's an example, Lundqvist to an extent, but I look at it as, in the NFL, your best chance at success is maybe if you have a precocious quarterback on a rookie deal, and then it becomes much harder to build a great team around that player once they have to get the requisite $35 million or so a year that the best in the league command.
Well, I agree. I think, and you just mentioned about Carey Price's contract, and really it's almost, it's kind of like DK Subban. It's kind of an outdated contract almost when you sign it. I mean, these eight-year deals, it's more the term than the money, are really a double whammy, really problematic. Sergei Bobrovsky, all the money the Florida Panthers spent, and they're using a guy as much that basically wasn't on their NHL roster the start of the season. So, you know, you look at, ideally, can you get a system like, well, Boston's going to win Boston is going to win the President's Trophy and the Jennings Trophy, top goals against average. So you have Tuukka Rask and Yaroslav Halak. You got to get great 1-2 punch that way. But I agree, in a ideal salary cap world, your goaltender shouldn't be one of the top three or four guys paid. You're better to get a little bit of balance and always have one person that, if they're not on the entry level, you know, kind of close to it. And that's one thing, you know, Pittsburgh did well. That last contract Matt Murray did was a good team contract too. I mean, right now there's no cap problems in goal for the Pittsburgh Penguins, which other teams are going to face. But to me, that's not the guy that you want to be your top paid player, the position.
Gord, if you were in our shoes in Pittsburgh, would you feel good about this tournament, about the Penguins' chances of winning it?
Yes. Yes, I would, because I think this is where experience is going to come into play a lot. Like, it's going to be, you know, you think, I'm going back decades ago, but when the Philadelphia Flyers won 2 Stanley Cups, Freddie Shearer was the head coach, but Bobby Clark and a strong leadership group were almost like coaches there. And there's been other little more current examples that way. And I just think because the Penguins have that strong leadership group and they have that group that's won before, that I think it's going to be those teams that are going to be able to pick it up and go through their experience in these unusual times. So I look at Carey Price as they kicked it off being the it factor. That's an advantage the Montreal Canadiens have, is goaltending in this series. And goaltending quite often can be the whole factor sometimes. But I would like the Penguins' chances based on where they've been and that strong leadership group and guys that have won together.
Gord Stellick, very popular NHL analyst, very much in demand. NHL Network Radio, he's everywhere. Hockey Central, Sportsnet, NHL Network. Thank you so much, Gord. We appreciate the comments. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great talking about being back on the ice, so we look forward to it. You have a good one.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.